And stay tuned to CITR for Generation Annihilation, coming to you by the seat of the pants in the new studio here at CITR. Good luck to Aaron Brown here. He's trying to cue something up. It's very scary sometimes in a new place with no direction home. But anyway, here's sheep who don't know their road either. Thanks for listening. Hope you've enjoyed the show.
Sheep, sheep, don't you know the road?
Yes, Lord, I know the road.
Sheep, sheep, don't you know the road?
Yes, Lord, I know the road.
Don't you know the road by the marching on horse?
Yes, Lord, I know the road.
Don't you know the road by the marching on home?
Yes, Lord, I know the road.
Don't you know the road? The playing of the song.
Yes, Lord, I know the road.
Don't you know the road by the singing of the song?
Yes, Lord, I know the road.
Don't you know the road by the praying of the prayer?
Yes, Lord, I know the road.
Don't you know the road by the praying of the prayer?
Yes, Lord, I know the road.
Sheep, sheep, don't you know the road?
Yes, Lord, I know the road.
Sheep, sheep, don't you know the road?
Yes, Lord, I know the road.
Don't you know the road by the clapping of the
hands? Yes, Lord, I know the road.
Don't you know the road by the clapping of the hands?
Yes, Lord, I know the road.
We'll be right back. Good afternoon, all. Welcome to Generation Annihilation here for another weekend. It's been a while since I've been up. Over 3 weeks. We're in a new studio here, and a few learning curves. And so any technical difficulties, well, don't blame it on me. Well, actually do, but blame it on the fact that I don't know how to, that I'm familiarizing myself here. So yes, the show is Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, www.citr.ca, and we're doing a showcase today for our friends in the South. Happy July 4th, happy Independence Day, America. The showcase today is going to be on American hardcore, early U.S. hardcore from about 1980 to 1984. And, one of the punkest men in hardcore punk, dare I say it, is Ronald Reagan, because it was his Hollywood persona and his crappy policies that led to some of the angriest music of all time coming out of the United States of America. And we started things off with Reagan Youth USA. That one's like all the stuff today will be coming from the early 80s. Yeah, Reagan Youth from New York City. And we're going to hear a band right now that are from New York City. And they're one of the, the forerunners of hardcore punk. This record came out in 1980, although it was recorded in 1979. The name of the band is The Bad Brains. This is a track called Pay to Come. Here we go.
That was a fault.
All right, Generation Annihilation. I'm just flying at the seam of my pants here in this new studio. Just familiarizing everything here. And for those of you that just tuned in, we are showcasing the United States of America's early hardcore scene. And actually, I'll let you know right now, I didn't say this earlier, but we're showcasing the South, the Midwest, and the East Coast. And we started off with some tracks out of New York City. Started things off with a band that was originally from Washington, D.C., and relocated to New York City. I'm talking about the Bad Brains, very influential. First 7-inch, Pay to Come. And, yeah, we followed with Beastie Boys. Yeah, you probably know them from their hip-hop or their rap, but maybe you know them as being a hardcore band because that's how they started. Yeah, going back to 1982 from the Polywog Stew EP, track called Holy Snappers. And then we followed with Urban Waste, an axe who put out one of the best American hardcore 7-inches ever. Going back to 1982, we heard a track called No Hope. And, yeah, Urban Waste, yeah, they got back together a few years back. Followed with Cause for Alarm, going back to 1983, this band was so good that another early hardcore band named Agnostic Front took their title and named an album after it. Yeah, Time Will Tell, and that's from their debut 7-inch going back to 1983. Yeah, this band was really good. Unfortunately, they got into the whole brainwashed Hare Krishna type stuff that was that had spread throughout the hardcore scene and mostly in the New York scene, hardcore scene from the mid 80s to I don't know, till the mid 90s. Yeah, I don't like religion and punk. Punk is whatever you want it to be, but my punk rock has no religious connotations to it. Followed with Antidote, another one going back to 1983 from the Thou Shall Not Kill 12-inch EP. We had a track called Life Is One. So, yes, back into the early American hardcore. As I said, Ronald Reagan was a very influential figure in hardcore punk. He was the president of the United States of America, and he was a real a-hole. So we had a lot of angry music come out of it, and we're going to hear a track all about him. This is from Washington, D.C.'s Government Issue, and this is a track called Hey Ronnie on Generation Annihilation, CITR.
Get it! you done?
Generation Annihilation on CITR, and we heard five tracks coming out of the nation's capital, the nation of the United States of America, the capital, Washington, D.C. We heard five tracks, started things all off with a Government Issue, a live track, their version of Hey Ronnie, and that was a track that appeared on the seminal Flexorhead compilation on Discord Records, a record label that that put out a lot of these fine early hardcore bands from the Washington, D.C. area. And we follow with Minor Threat. Yes, Straight Edge, Stalwarts, highly influential band Their discography was nothing more than 3 7-inches and a 12-inch, but they were highly influential. And, they've never reformed, and good for them. We heard a track called In My Eyes, and we followed with SOA, State of Alerts, Henry Rollins' first ever band. Henry Rollins, also known as Henry Garfield, heard a track called I Hate the Kids, and another classic track on the Flex Your Head compilation. And we followed with an act called Artificial Peace, also from that comp. And this was a track that also showed up on a compilation called Complete Sessions. Last Word is the name of the track. And Youth Brigade, also off the same compilation, we heard a track called Last Word. There was a band from Los Angeles, California called Youth Brigade, but this Youth Brigade was from Washington, D.C., like the last set. So, yeah, we're going to move over to the Midwest. Here's some stuff from Chicago, Illinois. We're going to hear a band called Articles of Faith, and this is the B-side of the What We Want is Free 7-inch. This is a track called Bad Attitude on this showcase of early U.S. hardcore, Generation Annihilation. Articles of Faith, here we go.
Some old ways, paranoia's never late.
Yes, from the Pope and the President and to the big rock star who made a lot of money. It ain't no fun to get shot with a gun. That's what happened to Ronald Reagan after his first term in office. That was Zero Boys from the classic Vicious Circle release, Civilization's Dying. And started things all off with the Articles of Faith from the B-side of the Bad Attitude 7-inch EP. We had a track called What We Want Is Free. And we followed with the Effigies with a track called Strong Box, two acts out of Chicago, Illinois. And we followed with another act from Chicago, Illinois called Strike Under. And the name of the release is called Immediate Action. Track we heard is called Elephant's Graveyard. And also in the set from Indianapolis, we heard from the mighty Toxic Reasons, Riot Squad. Might not be the version you're used to hearing off the Independence release. That is off the Process of Elimination 7-inch release featuring some Midwest bands. And speaking of Midwest bands, we're going to go over to Minneapolis, Minnesota, and we're going to hear an act that put out a very hardcore record. They went kind of more poppy as time progressed, but man, they sure were heavy when they first were around. Going back to 1983, Reflex Records from the Everything Falls Apart full-length release. We're going to hear a track by the Mighty Husker Du, and it's called Blah, Blah, Blah. Here we go.
Yeah.
All right, you're tuned in to Generation Annihilation on CITR on this all early American hardcore spotlight. Yes, it's July 4th, so I decided it would be a perfect opportunity, and it's surprising that I've never done an all-American hardcore show before. We heard a bunch of acts out in the Midwest, starting with, who did we start with? We started with... Die Kreuzen, was it? Yeah, Die Kreuzen from the Cows and Beer 7-inch EP. We heard a track called Seven. Who did we hear? We heard Husker Du. That's who we started off with. Husker Du from the Everything Falls Apart release. We heard a track called Blah, Blah, Blah. And, then we followed with Final Conflict, not to be confused with the California band of the same name. This band was a little bit before, from 1983. We heard a track called In the Family, and this one came out on Reflex Records and was produced by Bob Mould of Husker Du. And then we went over to Wisconsin for some Die Kreuzen with the Cows and Beer 7-inch EP. We heard a track called Think for Me. And from Michigan, we heard from The Fix from their second 7-inch release, Jan's Room. Both that and the first 7-inch release, Vengeance, are two. They're two of the most, the rarest 7-inch EPs of all time. We heard a track called Off to War, and then we ended the set off with Negative Approach, another act out of Michigan from the Process of Elimination hardcore comp. We heard a track called Lost Cause, and right now we're going to hear an act from Texas. Like MDC and Dear Eye, this act started in Texas and they moved to the Bay Area, San Francisco, where the music scene was thriving at the time. But yeah, at the time, from Austin, Texas, this is The Dicks, and this is a track called Fake Bands here on Generation Annihilation.
Oh, don't say that. They're new wave. The fake bands. 1, 2, 3, 4. Fake bands, I hate you though. Fake bands, I'm digging out. Fake bands, I'm digging out. Your fucking pretty hair. I hate you, see. I hate you, wave. I hate you so. Now what you know. Fake bands, I'm digging out. Your fucking pretty hair. Fake bands, I want you know. Fake bands, I hate you so.
Yeah.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR. We heard a bunch of acts out of Texas. We heard from the Dicks, Fake Bands. This was originally on a split 7-inch with the Big Boys. And, yeah, it came out as a double 7-inch and a LP as well. The double 7-inch was reissued later. And the track we heard is called Fake Bands, followed with Really Red, Too Political. That's from the Teaching You the Fear LP. Followed with The Offenders, I Hate Myself, classic track by this act from Austin, Texas. And we followed with another act who are from Austin, I believe, as well. The Big Boys heard a track called No. And from the self-titled NOTA release, we heard a track called Propaganda Control. And it's almost one, and I don't see power chords, so we're just going to keep going with the hardcore until they hopefully show up. Yeah, this is a track from Jerry's Kids. From This Is My World release, we're going to hear a track called I Don't Belong. Here we go.
Yeah. One, two, three, four.
All right, so winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation, winding up the first ever edition of Generation Annihilation in the new CITR studio, and we heard a bunch of acts from Boston, Massachusetts, starting off with Jerry's Kids from the Is This My World full length. We had a track called I Don't Belong, Gangrene with a track called Sold Out, and The Freeze with a track called Violent Arrest. Couple of tracks off the This Is Boston, Not LA compilation. We heard The Proletariat doing Options and The FUs doing Preschool Dropouts, and ending that set off with a Negative FX from the last right release on Tang Records. We heard a track called Chunks. And anybody that wants to check out more American hardcore, well, yeah, check out the playlist of Generation Online, Generation Annihilation Online, www.generationannihilation.com, and Google up all these bands. And there's many documentaries that have surfaced over the last few years that all deal with the early American hardcore scene. There's one called American Hardcore, which is kind of an overview of the entire scene. There's one called Salad Days that recently came out, all about the DC hardcore scene. All ages showcases Boston, and there's a really cool one on Chicago punk rock and hardcore called You Weren't There. So, hope you enjoyed this July 4th edition of Generation Annihilation. So kudos to our friends from the South that gave us so many cool things, including some very intense and aggressive music known as American hardcore. Yes, they were the originators of it, and we have them to thank for rock and roll, punk rock, and all that other stuff as well. So yeah, I don't see power chord around here, so I guess we're gonna have to put on a podcast or something. Yeah, first ever show would have been here at the new studio, but yeah, I don't see them, so yeah, what can we do? I don't know. Hard to say. But yeah, if you'd like to check out Generation Annihilation online, you can check us out at www.generationannihilation.com. And you can like us on Facebook. So yeah, that's been the show for another week here. So yeah, hope to talk to you next week and the following weeks in these hot summer Vancouver months. Okay, so yeah, stay tuned for a pre-recorded edition of Power Chord up next. Yeah. Have a good day. Enjoy the heat. Stay cool.
Every thought.